Foil by Gabriel Bissett Smith.
He was the last person I ever spoke to. Substantial conversation, I mean. I exchanged words with shop assistants and bus drivers, but I'm not going to say my final conversation on earth was with the guy who works at KFC, am I? No, it was with George, the playwright who never had a play performed and was currently writing one about an alien and an astronaut who fall in love on Mars. They can't be together, see? Oh, it's classic. I'm sure it's terrible. I'm sure it's one of the worst plays ever written. I'm not saying George is a terrible writer. I'm just saying that he'd got off on the wrong foot and fallen into a pile of horse manure. He will write something great one day. I'm sure of it. We met in Foyle's bookshop in the cafe. We chatted briefly and I gave something away. Something I shouldn't have.
What did you mean?
Oh, Jesus. You scared me.
Sorry. I just wanted...
Why are you following me?
I'm not.
So you suddenly needed to come up to the music section, did you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Why?
To find this.
How to tune a piano in 10 easy steps.
Yep.
You have a piano?
Yep.
What kind?
Grand.
You have a grand piano. Where the hell do you live?
In a bedsit in Camden. I'm not following you. It's just...
I shouldn't have said what I said.
But... what did you mean?
Nothing. I was winding you up.
But I don't think you were.
You think I was serious?
Yeah.
About what?
Well, leaving the Earth.
How? You think I'm an alien, like in your play?
I hope so.
You hope so?
Because the other option is, well...
What's the other option?
Well, that.
Go on.
It's the other option.
I don't want children. I never have. When I was at school, I was bullied. Badly. It was classic stuff. Girls playing mind games, friends one second, abusive graffiti about you in the toilets the next. There was physical violence too. I was once scratched on the arm so badly that I bled for hours. Some people say it's good for you. It toughens you up. And they're right. It does. But there are so many things. So many hard things. Why would you inflict that on anyone else?
Well?
What?
Which one is it? Alien or other?
I could have been talking about some sort of deep meditation.
Were you?
No. Look, I don't... Have you read this?
Nick Drake's biography? No.
Do you know who he is?
Nick Drake? He writes some nice songs.
Wrote. He killed himself at 26.
Right.
Like so many, he wasn't a success till after he died. You know, he took his last album to his record label and the head of the label wasn't in, so he left it on his desk. Nobody noticed it for weeks.
That's sad, but are you saying you're like Nick Drake?
Are you kidding? At least he was famous after he died. He had talent.
And you don't?
I'm sure my mother would tell you that I just haven't found my gift yet, but...
So, what are you saying?
Nothing. I'm saying nothing.
Well... have you read this book?
Solar Coaster, the R. Kelly story.
It's good.
I'm sure it is.
You know, he went through some tough times.
Sleeping with a 12...
Those charges were dropped.
Oh, that's okay then.
I'm just saying, he went through some bad stuff and he bounced back. Now he's bigger than ever.
Really?
Have you seen Trapped in the Closet?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, that's talent.
Right.
How are you going to leave the Earth?
How do you think?
I'm hoping NASA's involved, or at least Richard Branson.
When I was 6, I had this hamster. He was a German one. I never understood what that meant. Was he born in Germany, then shipped over? Seemed excessive. Anyway, he was always escaping from his cage. I couldn't work out how. He would somehow get out and then climb onto my bed and sleep on my chest. Every night, like clockwork. I'd wake up and he would always give me a fright. But then one morning, he wasn't there. There was blood all over my T-shirt. I got out of bed, and there he was, crushed underneath me. I must have rolled over and...
Well?
I'm doing it myself.
You're doing it yourself?
Yes.
Using some sort of homemade rocket?
No.
Metaphorically?
And physically. I could tell from the look on his face that he believed me. The poor sod. The pressure of saying the right thing after that must have been incredible.
But you're so hot.
What?
How can you want to leave the earth when you look like you?
Are you serious?
Deadly.
So you're saying that only ugly people should...
No, I'm just... Look, there's ugly, there's pretty, and then there's you.
I'm flattered. But believe it or not, looks aren't everything.
I know. Sorry. I'm just... I don't really know what to say.
Then don't say anything.
Why do you want to...
Buy my memoirs and you'll find out.
Really don't think.
Please don't start trying to talk me out of this. It's not just some whim. I've been thinking about this for a long time, years. Some chance encounter in the bookshop is not going to suddenly make me want to stick around.
Okay.
He was panicked. I could tell he was going to do something stupid like call the police. I suddenly realised that I had to convince him I wasn't going to do it all.
What was your name again?
Neve.
Yeah, yeah. Is that Irish?
Can be. He's going to ask my second name so he can tell whoever, so they can track me down.
Yeah, yeah. What's your second name then?
Steve.
Steve?
Yep.
Your name's Neve Steve?
It's a family name.
Right. Please don't do it.
Okay.
What?
You've convinced me.
No, I haven't.
You have. Now help me find what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
A biography on Five.
Five?
The boy band.
Oh, I remember. What do you want a biography on them?
Research.
They were quite a long time ago, I'm not sure.
Go and ask at the desk, will you?
No.
No?
I'm not leaving your side. I'm serious.
You're sweet.
And stubborn.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. Oh, I dumped her a couple of months ago.
You mean she dumped you?
It was mutual.
Did you love her?
What is love, really?
Oh, dear.
What?
She really must have done a number on you.
Well, yeah, she did. I was devastated and... Well, I felt like leaving the planet too, but you know what?
Don't you dare.
But I'm just saying...
Your little heartbreak is nothing compared to what I've been through.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Help me find this book. When I was 19, I took my little sister to see the pop band Five. My sister loved them. I had to drive us to London. We lived in Suffolk. I'd never heard of them before, so my sister made us play their album on repeat in the car. I hated it at first, but by the time we got to the gig... I was singing along louder than anyone. She made us go to the front and it was chaos. But she loved it. I'll never forget her sweaty, red, smiling face.
Can I show you something?
It depends.
Just come with me.
What about my book?
We can come back for it in a second, please.
Okay.
Great.
Where are we going?
The theatre section.
Oh, God. He thinks he can save me. He thinks there's still hope. He's wrong. Sweet, but wrong.
The Foil was written and directed by Gabriel Bissett-Smith, with Matty Houghton as Neve, Matthew Spencer as George, and sound recording and original music by John Bissett.